You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
All right. Have you got a number, Ruth?
Yep.
See your mouth.
Only two left at the top. Hang on. The rudder's okay. Just the teeth gone.
Well, let's keep her for now and see how we go with the rest of them.
Okay.
All right, you. Go on. Go on. Hey! Look who it is.
Pip!
I hope she hasn't had a row with Spencer.
Don't say that, David.
Well, why else would she be back?
He's been the one bit of stability in her life this year.
Hiya!
Hello!
We weren't expecting you back from Spencer's this early.
David!
Thanks for the VIP welcome, Dad.
Well, I'm only saying.
All right. Yes, I missed him when I was away, but I did miss home too. You don't mind, do you? You are pleased to see me.
Of course we are. It's lovely to have you back.
Yeah, of course it is.
You weren't homesick, were you?
No, I enjoyed it. Very much. It was just funny not working with your family, that's all.
Funny good or funny bad?
Just different. Anyway, how have you been? Did Adam get the barley in all right?
Yep, and the rape. The yields aren't very exciting, but...
Yeah, it's the same at Spencer's. It's the same pretty much everywhere around here.
Well, you're the traveller. I've hardly been off the farm all week.
So come on then, tell us all about it.
Okay, well, look, I'll go and get changed and give you a hand with the ewe, shall I? I'll tell you about it then.
Yeah, that'd be great.
There you go, Fallon.
Thanks, Mum. Your hand's no better then.
Sorry?
Your right hand, you're still not using it.
What? Oh, well, you can't blame me, can you?
No, of course not. If I had a great flashing diamond as big as the Ritz, well, as big as the bull anyway, I'd be doing everything left-handed too. So come on, tell me, have you got this wedding all booked yet?
Hardly. But one thing's sorted. I told you I've gained a bridesmaid.
Yeah, Mariel. Thanks for that, Kenton.
Oh, I don't mind. She was so excited for her dad, bless her.
Aww.
And now I've got a bridesmaid to think about. And one who's got very definite ideas about what she wants to wear.
Has she?
Purple, apparently, is Miss Mariel's favourite colour.
So if you wouldn't mind theming the wedding accordingly.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh.
But, thing is, darling, I might need a bit of moral support myself.
As in?
I was wondering... Would you be my bridesmaid too? Well, chief bridesmaid of that.
Oh, Mum.
Oh, I'd just really love you to be a part of our day.
Yeah, I'd love to as well.
Oh, that's great.
Only...
What?
Well, I mean, I definitely want to be there for you and be part of it.
Good.
But look, how about this? Not so much chief bridesmaid, more best woman.
Best woman? How does that work then?
Well, that's the great thing about it. It's what we make it.
So...
Yeah, we can make it up as we go along. I mean, I can do as much or as little as you like.
Okay.
But for one thing, I can definitely make a speech.
Oh, a speech, right.
Yeah, I mean, you're surely not going to let Kenton do all the talking, are you?
So how big was the parlour, Pip?
What, like square metres?
Yeah.
I've no idea. But massive, Dad, massive.
Mm.
This one's okay.
Yeah, the other's fine as well.
I've got the gate.
Thanks, love.
The handling area must have been massive too.
Oh, Mum, you'd have been in heaven. So much room.
You'd need it with 400 pounds.
Oh. Yeah, but really well organised. Bar-mounted scraper and everything.
Just what I've always wanted.
Dream on, love. Go on, you. Oh, you're all done.
And then, each cow down a race and onto the milking platform.
How many been milked at a time?
50.
50? And you didn't find that a lot?
No, because they only join them one at a time, not in a group like an air parlour. You got into a routine.
Good for you.
A 50-point rotary parlour, though. I mean, where do people get the money?
If each rotation takes 10 minutes, so 300 cows an hour.
Yeah, it was taking us about an hour and 20 minutes to milk them.
That's incredible.
So he'll just extend milking time as he builds up the numbers. And I haven't told you the best.
Well, I don't know if I want to hear it. This Dermot's giving me an inferiority complex.
Well, he shouldn't, because his cows are out on grass.
Really?
Yeah. He does extended grazing just like us. So I was telling him about us changing our calving pattern. This could be us in the future, Dad.
Yeah. Now, where did I put that lottery ticket?
Oh, come on. Large scale and low input. It can be done. Mum?
You don't have to convince me. It's Brian you need to be telling.
Yeah. So go on, Dad. Why not us?
I'll tell you what. Ask me again when we're the other side of block carving, will you? Or maybe even when someone has made me a cup of coffee.
I hope you're not looking at me.
I thought you'd missed us. Or are you too experienced to do menial tasks like coffee making?
Yeah, fat chance of that around here. All right,
I'll do it.
Thanks.
Thank you. I'm really proud of her, you know.
Me too.
Yeah, to be flung into that situation at her age. A lot of people she doesn't know. System she's never used before.
I know. But she seems to have come out smiling.
Yeah, I think it's really boosted her confidence. Well, let's hope the agency can find her lots more work.
So, basically, it's like a prom dress.
In purple satin. With, well, what's this? Layers of nets, and sequins, and, oh, a corsage.
Wouldn't you have loved a chance to get glammed up when you was 12?
Yeah, maybe, but can you imagine me in that now?
Not really her style, is it, Ben?
No. I can't believe that she sent you pictures of what she wants. Go, Meryl.
Yeah, I know.
See, as best woman, I can have something more to match whatever you're wearing.
Well, that's a big question.
Or I could even wear a tux. That'd look good, wouldn't it, if I'm walking you down the aisle?
Are you walking me down the aisle?
Well, why not?
Well, we don't know where we're getting married yet, but it won't be Westminster Abbey.
I know, but
I suppose I kind of thought I'd walk in with Kenton, but now you mention it.
No, you do whatever you want, Mum. I'm not here to create problems.
No, I've got Kenton for that.
Don't you worry. I'm your best woman. I'll keep him and his mad ideas in check.
Good.
Although, well, I have got one idea myself.
What?
You're right about one thing. You need more than one bridesmaid.
Yeah, but if you're not doing it...
Well, why don't you ask Lily?
Lily?
Kenton's very close to Elizabeth's children, isn't he? Yeah. From when he lived with them.
Yeah, he is. Don't know, though. It's a nice idea, Fallon, but if I do, won't Freddie feel left out?
Well, so count him in. Ask him to be a page boy.
Oh, hang on. What? His wedding's getting bigger by the minute and more expensive.
Well, Freddie won't cost you anything. He'll already have a smart suit.
Yeah, that's true.
All he needs is a tie and a buttonhole. In purple.
In purple. Yeah, well, you're right, of course. Two bridesmaids would look better than one.
Mm. And it'd be a lovely way for Lily and Meryl to get to know each other.
Yeah. Yeah, I can't very well ask Lily and not Freddie. Oh, what the heck?
What?
Oh, let's go for it. Make it a really big day.
Yay! And if Borsuch Alive has to print a special double issue for the photos, well, that's just too bad.
That's it, Henry. See if you can catch it. Oh, it's gone. Bad luck.
Come back.
No, it won't come back, darling. That's what butterflies do, I'm afraid. They fly away. Rob?
Helen.
Are you... I thought you were in Hampshire this weekend.
I was. Though, perhaps I shouldn't have been.
Oh.
Helen, can you come over?
Now?
I need to see you. Please.
Come on through.
Thanks. I got here as soon as I could. I had to sort Henry out.
Oh, yes. Yes, of course.
Shall we sit down?
Yeah, sorry, I'm forgetting my manners.
Right, come on. Something's obviously happened, tell me. Was it with Jess?
Yes.
Go on.
We've had a row. A big row.
Oh, I see.
Yesterday evening. I asked her again when she was moving to Ambridge. It's getting embarrassing, Helen. People keep asking me.
I know.
Well, I told her to forget about finding a job first. She can do that once she's here.
Oh, that makes sense, I suppose.
Yeah, she threw it back in my face.
How?
Well, she says it's not about her finding a job at all. She says I'm so desperate for us to have kids, I want to turn her into the little woman stuck at home.
That doesn't necessarily follow.
Try telling her that. She seems to think I want to chain her to the stove or something.
It's ridiculous.
She doesn't think so. I just... Oh, there was no talking to her. The trouble is, this job she's been doing down there, she's got interested in it now.
I see.
She says I don't care about her career. In fact, she said I was trying to ruin it.
But surely she always knew she'd have to move up here ever since she got the job with Brian.
Oh, she doesn't think that's the way it should be. Apparently, I should have waited to see what job she got.
But one of you had to make the first move, and she was looking after her dad at the time, wasn't she?
Oh, that's another thing. According to her, her parents still need constant support.
And they don't?
No. Well, okay, her dad's not 100%, but he's a lot better than he was.
So you think it's an excuse?
Yes. So she could accuse me of ignoring her needs. It's not like I don't have needs, too.
Of course you do.
I've always thought Jess and I both wanted the same things. And now I'm not sure at all.
Oh, Rob.
I came back from Canada. I left a job I loved. I moved continents for her, and she won't move 100-odd miles across the country for me. I don't know. Maybe we should just call it a day.
Rob,
I've given her so much. So much time already. I don't know what else I can do.
No.
What good's it done me? Where does it leave me now?
You poor thing.
Oh, Helen.
No, you can't start work till you've got the correct hair covering.
No entiendo.
I'll fetch you one.
¿Qué? Lo siento, pero
here
no tengo
we
ni
are,
idea.
Isabella.
Ah,
Linda.
Vale, la
ponte comita. Esto en, por favor.
Sí, señora. Gracias.
I didn't know you were fluent in Spanish.
Oh, hardly fluent. But one does what's best.
Have you been going to classes?
I'll let you into a secret, Oliver. Mm-hmm. There's a very simple app to download.
Well, how clever of you. Save the day, anyway.
Not at all. Now, how is Caroline? Is she feeling any better?
Well, I think she's starting to feel a bit more like herself.
Oh, good.
She actually made it downstairs at the weekend. She's still not getting dressed, though. That rash is still bothering her.
Oh, poor thing. Still...
Oh, excuse me.
Oh, of course.
Kathy.
Hello, Oliver. Is this a good time?
Yeah, not bad. What can I do for
what's
you?
What's next?
Yeah?
No, Helen. Well, good. You're nice and early.
Morning, Linda.
We have a conference who especially requested local cheeses, and they want lunch at 12, so...
Oh, where's the delivery note?
Oh, here it is, in the box.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, I'll get on.
Wait a minute, I haven't signed it yet.
Oh, yes.
Let's see. Yes, all there.
Good. Bye, Linda.
Helen, don't you want your copy?
The problem is, Kathy, we've just given a raffle prize to the swishing.
I know. I'm sorry to ask. If you don't want to...
No, it's not that. I'll gladly give you something for the film night, but... Well, another meal for two? I mean, people are going to get fed up with them, surely.
I doubt it. But, what about the health club? Could you give a voucher for a treatment, perhaps? Or a day pass?
Well, that's a good idea. Yes, a day pass. Use of the facilities. Pool, sauna, steam room, jacuzzi.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. I'm sorry, Oliver. I'll have to go. But thank you. Thanks very much.
No problem. Bye.
Yes, bye. Martin.
We did say 10:30.
Yes, Yes, that's right.
If you're sure you can spare the time, you're obviously terribly busy.
No, no, I was expecting you. I was just... have a seat.
Thank you.
Oh, you've brought your laptop.
There's a whole lot we need to discuss. One of my most immediate worries is the level of general sloppiness I keep encountering.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Would you like to be a bit more specific?
With pleasure. Just now, for example, coming in, I see the waiting staff in the restaurant standing around gossiping.
They're laying up for lunch. They're allowed to talk to each other, surely. It's not a Trappist monastery.
Seems to me there's rather a lot of talking going on around here under the guise of work. Personal phone calls in work time, are they allowed too?
Yes, I am sorry about that, but it was a call I had to make.
Sounded like it.
And I was on my mobile, not the club's phone.
That's hardly a justification, Kathy. Anyway, shall we get down to business?
Yes, let's.
Right, I've had another look at the figures. Now, the lunchtime restaurant takings.
Oh, yes.
Well down so far this year. So there are two questions that spring to mind.
Only two?
Why do you think this is, and what do you propose to do about it?
With you in a minute. Oh, hi, Helen.
Morning.
I wasn't expecting you in today. Thought you were staying home, cheesemaking.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
Fair enough. Listen, I'm going to clean this fitment and then I might even swap things round. The baby food and the gluten-free. What do you think?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, feel like a change. Good weekend?
Yeah, thanks, Kirsty. You?
Oh, hilarious. A load of us went round to Patrick's on Saturday. Had a barbecue.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, but the fear in his eyes when anyone mentions this film night. He's getting really nervous. Says he must have been mad to say he'd do it.
Oh, dear.
I keep telling him he'll be fine. And he will be. Oof. Look at the dust at the back. Helen?
Sorry. Yes?
You're miles away. Get your rubber gloves on, girl, and give me a hand. That'll wake you up.
I can only say what I said last week, Martin. We've had two exceptionally long, cold springs.
I didn't come here for a lecture on climate change, Kathy.
No, but the effect has been fewer people playing golf. And as I also said, there's been a recession. Everyone's feeling the pinch.
Not even club members?
Well, some of them, yes. There are quite a few who go home now when in the past they'd have stayed to lunch here.
And it hasn't occurred to you that might be because they don't like what you're offering. I must say I'm disappointed.
Well, so am I.
No, disappointed in you, Kathy. You had plenty of warning of this meeting. I had hoped you'd be a little more proactive.
Proactive?
Yes. I'm well aware of what the problems are. What I want from you are solutions.
But last week, we were talking about the bar. I didn't know exactly what issues you were going to raise.
You see, that's just it. I shouldn't have to point these things out. And you noticed the lunchtime trend for yourself?
Well, yes, of course I had, but I...
You'd done nothing about it. Why don't you take a look at the menu? See if we can refresh our offer. That's the term in the trade, isn't it?
I think you'll find that our members are quite resistant...
As for staffing matters...
Yes, fine. I'll have a word with the girls in the restaurant about them chatting.
Oh, chatting? Slacking?
Whatever.
Good. Good. By next time we meet, perhaps you could put together some proposals on a way forward for the entire club catering operation.
Well, that's quite a big... when are we meeting again?
I can't say exactly. I've got so much to do.
Yes, but this week, next week?
Well, let's say end of this week. How's that?
Right. I should be able to manage that.
Good. I shall have to sideline quite a few other commitments myself. Looking into all the departments here that need my attention... It's obviously going to be far more time-consuming than I first thought.
Oh, sorry. Hay fever.
No, I know.
Another cup of tea, Linda.
Oh, that would be lovely. Thank you, Caroline. But let me do it.
I'm quite capable, honestly.
No, no, no. You're not to overtire yourself.
Lifting the teapot's hardly going to wear me out.
Well, you must take things slowly.
Oh, well, if you insist.
More tea for you?
No, thanks.
Right.
It's very sweet of you to give up your lunch hour to come and see me.
Well, when Oliver said you were feeling a little brighter, and as you're usually such an active person, I'm sure the days must seem long.
Oh, they certainly do. There's only so much daytime television you can watch without feeling as though your brain's leaking out through your ears.
Oh, dear.
Honestly, it's mind-boggling. So, it's wonderful to see someone from the real world.
Oh, well.
So go on. Tell me some news.
Well, plans for the film night are coming together.
No. From Grey Gables.
Now, Caroline.
Oh, go on. It's the sustainability conference today, isn't it? Did we ever manage to get hold of recycled pencils for
No. This is not why I've come.
Oh, Linda.
No, my lips are sealed. You are not to worry. Everything's under control.
Yeah, that's what Oliver keeps saying.
Well, don't you trust him?
Oh, yes, of course I do.
Or the rest of us?
Yes, it's...
Caroline, while I don't wish to say or imply that you are dispensable, truly, I promise you, everything is running perfectly well. You must please just concentrate on getting better.
All right.
Oliver!
Oh. Oliver! Oh, hello.
Hello, darling. I brought you a little something for lunch from Ian. Oh, hi, Linda.
Hello.
Linda kindly came to keep me company in her lunch hour.
Oh, how thoughtful.
Yes, but Oliver, if you're here and I'm here, who's in charge of Grey Gables?
What? Well, Justine.
Justine?
Yeah, well, I'm only dropping this off. I'll only be 15 minutes and I'm on the end of a phone.
I'd better get back.
Linda, there's no need.
No, maybe not, but I feel happier. And you can stay with Caroline for as long as you like.
Well, if you're sure.
I am quite sure. I'm sorry to rush off, Caroline.
No, I quite understand.
I'll come again another time.
That would be lovely.
Goodbye. See you later, Oliver.
Radio, bye.
Bye.
Oh, so, how are you, darling?
Fine, thank you.
Really? Hope you weren't trying to pump Linda about work.
Oh, no chance. She'd obviously been well briefed. She was even more tight-lipped about it than you are.
Right, I'm going to lunch. Do you want anything?
No, thanks, Kirsty. Oh, look, I can't stand this any longer.
Sorry?
Put the closed sign up.
What?
Okay, I'll do it.
Helen, we were going to go...
We're taking our lunch out together.
Helen?
What I'm going to tell you, you're not to tell a soul.
What are you talking about?
I've just got to tell someone.
Okay, what's going on?
Not a word to anyone.
Okay.
Right. Look. Something happened yesterday, and now I don't know what to think.
Go on.
Okay, I went round to this guy's house and we ended up in bed together.
No. Not you, surely. I mean, that's not like you.
No, you're right. It isn't. That's not all. The thing is, he's married.
What? But you haven't said anything. Who is he? How long have you been seeing him? You have been seeing him, haven't you?
I don't know.
You don't know?
Well, we haven't been seeing each other as such. Well, we have. It's not like he's a stranger. I know him, but we've usually been in company with other people.
But did you know he was married?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's common knowledge.
Hang on. When you say... You mean everyone knows? So we all know him? He's someone I know? Who?
You're not to tell anyone.
I've already said.
Swear.
I swear.
It's Rob. Rob Titchener. I know. Don't say it.
I wasn't going to.
I didn't mean it to happen. It just did. He asked me to go round. He'd had a row with his wife and was angry and upset. All mixed up. And one thing led to another.
How did you leave it? Is it going to happen again?
No, it can't. It was a one-off. It has to be.
All right. So what happens now?
I don't know. I think the only thing to do is to keep our distance for a bit, let things cool down.
Is that what he wants too?
I don't know. I suppose so. Yes. Look, it's the only way, don't you think?
Well, if it was a one-off, then... Yeah, probably.
Yes. Yes, we'll just keep out of each other's way for a bit and forget all about it.
Oh,
Nick.
My leg.
All right. I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry, Will. I'm sorry.
Oh, don't be silly. You can't help it. Put your leg down. Come on. Put your foot on the floor. That's it.
What's happening?
Nothing, George. Go back to bed.
Not nothing.
Is it the baby?
No, Jake. It's not the baby. Is that any better, love?
Oh, that's Mia awake now. It's all right, Mia. Mummy's just got that sore leg again.
Cramp.
That's right, but I'm rubbing it better.
Yeah. Look, go back to sleep, Mia. Go back to sleep, sweetheart. Everything's all right.
It didn't sound like it from the way you were yelling.
It hurts, that's why. Any better now, love?
Yeah, it's getting there. Oh, thanks.
Right, you two. Show's over. Back to bed.
Oh, I'm awake now.
Me too.
Look, it's only 5 o'clock. You'll easily go back to sleep.
No, we won't. Can we go downstairs?
No.
We'll be quiet. We'll watch a DVD.
Will.
Please, Dad.
No.
Go on, please.
Oh. Go on, then, but no arguing.
Mia!
And if Mia's going with you, choose something she'll like too.
Oh, Will, I'm sorry. It's all my fault.
Ah, don't be daft. You didn't ask to get these cramps.
Oh, but it's such a pain, and I keep disturbing you, and twice in the night, and Saturday, and last week.
Oh, stop it. You can't help it. Well, I'd better go down and see if they're all right.
Oh, aren't you coming back to bed?
Oh, it's not worth it. I'd have been getting up soon anyway.
Morning.
Good morning.
I'm sorry I'm late. I didn't sleep very well.
No problem, Mrs. Bellamy. I've emailed you about a couple of things.
Oh, thanks. I suppose the first thing I better do is check with Bernard about the wretched asbestos.
That's one of them. He'd left a message on the answer phone, so I rang him back.
Oh, don't tell me there's a problem, Anthea.
Oh, no, it's good news.
That makes a change.
They finished sealing off the area and setting up the ventilation systems yesterday. So, the removal started.
Oh, thank God for that. Right.
Oh, and another thing, Mrs. Bellamy. If I could just explain.
Mm.
If you're looking up anything to do with the annual gas safety certificate...
I doubt I will be, but carry on.
I've made a slight refinement to the way they're recorded.
Well, that's fine. That's
and
fine.
A suggestion. You might want to start photographing all the gas appliances and storing them on computer for easy reference. Electrical ones, too, come to that. And
it all sounds excellent, Anthea, but I really need about a pint of coffee before I can get my head round this sort of thing. So, if you wouldn't mind making some.
Of course.
And if there are any biscuits left.
Though I do find this office seems to run on sugar and caffeine. And headache tablets, if the contents of Brenda's desk are anything to go by.
Jill could really do with someone else to help her on the food, see?
Oh, would you like me to do it?
Only if you want to, Nick. It's nothing complicated, just packet stuff. Popcorn, sweets and that.
Oh, that's fine, Clary. Of course I will.
Oh, thanks, love. I'd have done it myself, but they put me on the cloakroom. Sabrina and Hilary Noakes are doing the drinks and Shula and Christine selling raffle tickets.
Oh, it all seems very organised.
Oh, and Neil's setting up the projector. Well, wouldn't be a film night without that.
Sounds like a bigger cast than some of the films.
Oh, excuse me. Oh, you all right, love?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you sure? You do look a bit washed out.
No, look, I'm fine, honestly.
Come on.
Oh, it's nothing. I've had a few broken nights.
With the children?
No, it's me. I've started getting this terrible cramp in my leg.
Oh, Nick. Why didn't you say?
Well, there's nothing anyone can do. It's all part of being pregnant, isn't it?
It's not very nice, though. Did you have it with Jake and Mia?
Yeah, I did, but never this bad, though.
Oh, dear.
Oh, but Will's very good. He puts up with me sleeping in all funny ways and waking him up screaming and it rubs my legs till it goes away, but...
Oh, it's still horrible for you. And so tiring.
Well, I've just got to put up with it.
But you need your rest. especially with the children on the go all day long.
Oh, it's just how it is. Anyway, I've got an easier day today.
I should think you need it.
Mm. Well, Will's taking George out with him this afternoon before he drops him back to Emma. They're going to start training up the new puppy.
Oh, he'll love that.
Yeah, and Jake and Mira are going to their dad and staying overnight.
Good.
And I'm not working tonight, so...
You can put your feet up.
Yeah.
Well, you make sure you do.
Oh, I will.
And forget all about helping with the film night.
No, Clary, honestly,
I wouldn't hear of it. No, you mustn't be standing more than you have to.
I'll be fine.
No, I won't allow it.
Clary, I can make up my own mind. You kept me in.
Coffee for you, Anthea.
No, thank you.
Oh, sorry. You don't drink coffee, do you? Mm. Green tea, then?
Nothing, thank you, Mrs. Bellamy. I shall be going to lunch in 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah, your usual time.
I simply find life's easier when you're disciplined about things.
Yeah, I'm sure it is, if they're in your control.
Oh, oh. Would you like me to get it?
No, I'll go.
Oh,
it's all right. It can go to voicemail.
Were you expecting a call?
I was hoping it might be Matt. I haven't heard from him for a day or two.
If he calls the office, I'll put him straight through.
Thanks.
So, are you clear on the new gas safety document I mentioned? If there's anything you want me to explain or clarify...
Yeah, I haven't actually looked at it yet.
Oh, well, let me show you now. It'll only take a second. There we are.
He didn't say it was a spreadsheet.
Two, actually. See?
Look, Anthea, why don't you go to lunch and I'll sit here and look at it?
Yes. All right.
Fabulous.
Oh, if you wouldn't mind using the coaster for your coffee, Mrs. Bellamy, if you're sitting at my desk.
Of course.
Thank you.
Those headache tablets of Brenda's. Which drawer? Did you say they're in?
So, what do you think's the most important command, George, for a gun dog?
Fetch.
Yeah, a good retrieve, true. That's important, very important. But your dog's only got to do that when you tell it to. And it's got to come back to you.
Okay.
So, the first thing a gun dog puppy's got to learn is to sit and stay and to come when it's called.
Oh, he's licking me.
Yeah, good dog.
It's still sad that we can't call him Bella's dad.
Yeah, I know. But the thing is, George, he already had a name when I picked him up.
It's not as good. But we can use Boaz for the baby.
What?
If it's a boy.
Look, I'll tell you what. As he's so young, why don't we rename the puppy?
Can we?
Yeah. And, well, Boaz isn't quite right, but... How about Baz?
Baz?
Yeah, it's like a short version of Boaz. Oh, it's best if the dog has a short name, see? So I can call him quickly and over long distances sometimes.
OK, yeah, that's cool.
Oh, great.
William! Oh, I'm glad I caught you.
Mum!
Hey, Grandma!
Why don't you take Baz off for a bit, George? See if you can get him used to his name.
OK. Baz, come on. Good dog.
Swear this slope gets steeper.
Oh, sorry.
Pete said you was up here.
Oh, why didn't you ring?
I wanted to see you, love. Oh, dear. Oh, can we sit down?
Yeah, sure. Here, do you?
Yeah. Anything.
All right. Oh. What's up?
It's about Nick. It's this leg cramp she's getting.
Oh, yeah, that.
Mostly at night, she says.
Yeah, mostly.
Have you noticed any kind of pattern to it? I mean, does what she's had to eat or drink make any difference, do you reckon?
Well, I don't know. I haven't thought about that. But...
What?
Well, Nick won't have it, but I reckon it happens more when she's been doing a lot of standing.
I thought it might.
Like when she's been on her feet at the ball, but... Well, you know what she's like, Mum.
I do.
She loves that job. She don't want to give it up sooner than she has to. I daren't push it.
William, I think you're going to have to.
But I can.
No, you must. If this goes on, it's going to wear you both out. Nick looks shattered. And so do you.
I can't force her to give up work.
No, you can't. But you could have a word with Jolene or Kenton.
Saying?
Well, tell them Nick can't be standing all the time and well, can't they find her some other jobs to do?
Like what?
Well, there's loads. Wrapping the cutlery for the restaurant. Checking the stock. Anything so she can sit down a bit and take the weight off her feet.
Oh, I don't know, Mum. It's still going behind Nick's back. She ain't going to like it.
William, you're going to be sleeping on the settee soon to get some rest. Are you going to like that?
No.
Well, there you are, then. This can't go on. It ain't doing either of you no good.
No.
And if you won't say something to him, I will.
Oh, nice to see you too, Lillian. In need of a drink, are we?
Oh, yes. G&T, please, Kent, and a large one.
Oh, right you are. Ice and lemon.
Please, and a bag of jumbo peanuts, salted.
Bad day.
There's nothing like being around someone as upright as Anthea for making you want to kick back and enjoy yourself.
Oh, you kick away.
It's so exhausting.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Anyway, how's the bridegroom to be?
Oh, I'm great. Except I foolishly made the mistake of thinking it was my wedding.
Well, isn't it?
Well, no. Not now we have a best woman on board in the shape of Fallon.
Oh, best woman. Good for her.
Yeah, and between you and me, I think I may have met my match on the organisational front.
Well, that takes some doing.
It certainly does.
Cheers. Mm. I'm going to go and slump. Oh, evening, Will.
How are you?
No, I will. What can I get you?
Nothing, Tara. I want to ask you something.
Oh, sure. Fire away.
I need your help, Kenton. I'm caught between two women and I don't know what to do.
Oh, I'm glad I've seen you, Jill. What time do you want me there on film night?
The show starts at 7.
Yeah, I know, but the helpers need to be there, what, about half an hour before?
But you're not helping, Nick.
Yes, I am. I'm helping you on the food.
No, I don't think so.
Well, Clary asked me yesterday and I said yes.
She told me no. She said you couldn't do the standing because you were getting cramp in your legs.
Oh, great. Thanks, Clary.
I'm sorry if I've spoken out of turn.
No, it's not you who's spoken out of turn. It's Clary. That's not what I told her at all.
She sounded quite concerned.
Yeah, well, that's very kind of her. But they're my legs, and I think I'll decide if I want to stand on them or not.
Sorry, Nick. She's quite right. If you're suffering with cramp, standing's going to make it worse.
I wish everyone would stop telling me what to do.
They're only trying to help, love. Can I ask, when are you getting these cramps? Are they mostly at night?
Yeah. Yeah, they are, but... Oh, but it's really nobody's business but mine.
Oh, poor thing, I do sympathise. I had them terribly when I was having the twins.
Did you?
Poor Phil was forever having to run me warm baths. Have you tried that?
Oh, yeah, and the different sleeping positions. Mm. Pillow between my legs, pillow under my tummy.
And you're drinking plenty, are you? Water, I mean.
Oh, yeah, yeah, loads, but... Then I have to keep getting up in the night to go to the toilet. Usually just when I've got comfy.
Oh, dear.
Oh, but it's nothing I can't put up with. Some women have things much worse, don't they?
It can wear you down, though, and we don't want that.
I'm fine, honestly. And I'd still like to help on film night, because I've decided on my costume now.
There's no telling you, is there? We'll have to see what we can do.
Mm. No, that's definitely more than al dente.
Yeah, nearly a week off harvest, I reckon.
Well, that's okay. Adam can start on Longfield and Upper Parks.
I'm amazed the wheat's caught up as well as it has, when you think how sorry for itself it looked in the spring.
Spring? I thought it was never going to get out of the ground.
I know.
We're not going to break any records with the yield, eh? Like the barley last week.
Let's just be glad we've got something to show for it.
Yeah.
Mum! Dad!
Hey, Pip!
She's on her way to Spencer's, I suppose.
I'm off to Spencer's now.
Told you.
Okay.
You back tonight?
Yeah, he'll be knackered after a day on the combine. He won't be up for doing anything except falling asleep in front of the TV.
And you may as well watch me do that.
Precisely.
We'll see you later then.
Yeah. There was something else, something I've got to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Gary just rang, Gary from the agency.
Oh, more milking for you.
Yeah.
Well, that's great, isn't it?
I don't know, it's next week, and it's in Berkshire, near Maidenhead.
So you...
I definitely have to stay away, and I know how busy it's going to be here.
David?
No, love, you take it.
Really? Are you sure?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Mum, is that okay with you? I mean, I know you've got Stefan and...
Yeah, you take it. It shows the agency must think a lot of you.
Oh, I don't know about that. I expect they're just desperate for staff.
No, not at all. They'll have asked for feedback from Dermot, so he must have given you a good report.
I suppose so.
No, it's great that you're getting so much work. Isn't it, love?
Yeah, you go for it.
Look, you mustn't turn down these opportunities when they come along. It's all building up your CV.
Yeah, okay, Dad. Anyone would think you were trying to get rid of me.
Is it that obvious?
Ha ha. Anyway, thanks. I'll ring Gary back and tell him. See you.
See you later.
Bye.
Bye, love. Oh, it's typical, isn't it? Just when we really need her, she gets pulled away all the time.
Yeah. Next week.
I know. It really drops us in it.
So is Jolene still flashing her engagement ring about?
Oh, yes. People are having to keep their sunglasses on inside the pub.
I was so touched you both came to show it to me.
Well, it's not every day I decide to get married, Mum. And you missed out last time.
Yes, I did. Though if you will get married on the other side of the world and without telling anybody...
Yeah, I'm sorry about that, but don't worry. It'll be a lot more convenient this time.
Mm. We'll let that brew for a bit. Then we'll take it outside, shall we?
Sounds good to me.
Jolene seems very happy. And so do you.
Oh, I am, Mum. I really am. It's such a good feeling at last to
belong?
Yeah. Yes, that's it exactly.
Oh, Kenton. And I'm happy too.
Oh.
It's taken a while, hasn't it? For you to feel settled.
Well, that's a tactful way of putting it. I know I'm responsible for quite a few of your grey hairs,
Just
Mum.
Just a few.
Not as many as Dave, obviously. Ooh, that young terrible.
Now.
No. Really, Mum, I'm sorry if I've put you through it, you and Dad.
That's all in the past. I'm sure settling down with Jolene will be the start of a really fulfilling future for you.
Oh, well, me too, once we get the wedding day sorted.
Well, you've got Meriel doing that for you, haven't you? She's sending me emails all the time with photos of the kind of dress she wants.
Oh, she's not, is she?
She's even asked me if I knew what I was wearing already.
Jolene says Mary wants a prom dress or something. It's all beyond me.
Bit beyond me, too. Shula says she'll come shopping with me, but you've got to set a date yet.
Yeah, we're going to look at a few places next week, see what they can offer us.
Right. Well, it's lovely that Mary was so excited about it all.
Oh, sure. But between her organising me and Fallon organising Jolene...
I should sit back and make the most of it, love.
Yeah, sure, I think I will.
It'll be a good way for Mary to get to know her cousins better.
Yeah, it will. Oh, and Elizabeth's wrote me and Jolene in on the childcare arrangements for her too this week, did she tell you?
No.
No, we're collecting them from the Pony Club camp on Friday.
That's good of you.
Yeah, going to watch that mini Gymkhana thing they always have on the last afternoon.
That'll be fun. It'll take you back to when you and Shula used to go.
Yeah, well, I hope not. Being beaten into a cocked hat by my sister is not an experience I want to relive.
You daft thing. Why can't Elizabeth go herself on Friday?
Oh, she's got to show some big-wig conference people round.
Oh... I do wish you could sell those plots of land. Hmm. There's no point in getting planning permission for the dairy block if she can't afford to do the conversion.
Yeah, I know. Poor Elizabeth, she's got a lot on her plate. Right, should we go and make the most of this bit of sun?
Yes, let's. If you'll bring the tray.
Yep, got it.
Oh, I wanted to have a word with you, Kenton. Have you heard of leg cramps in pregnancy?
Oh, not you as well. I'm on the case, Mum.
Oh,
It's a nightmare, basically.
Oh, without Pip next week, we're going to be really pushed.
What, 3 days harvesting, then bale hauling and cultivations?
And we don't know exactly which days Adam will be here. He might not necessarily be able to start on Monday.
No.
The combine might break down. The weather could let us down.
No. And meanwhile, Ben's got his football thing. It will be next week.
So one of us has got to get him into Borchester every morning and pick him up in the afternoon.
And you've got those two refresher days, but...
I could drop out of them, I suppose.
No, Ruth, you mustn't.
Don't suppose I get me money back?
It's not even about that. If we're going to make the most of block carving, then you need to be as up-to-date as you can on cow fertility and AI.
Well, that was the idea.
That is the idea. You go, we'll cope.
At least the cows are dried off.
Yeah, exactly. And running them through the parlour only takes half an hour, so we can use Eddie for other things. Maybe even give him a few more hours on a grain trailer if needs be.
If he can spare the time.
Yeah, I know. But Josh will do his bit too on the trailer.
Only on the farm tracks, David.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, well, we'll manage somehow, I suppose.
We always have in the past.
And at least Pip came to check with us first before taking the job.
That's true. Well, there's one good thing anyway.
Is there?
Hmm. At least the ashes are on this week while Pip's still around, so I might get to see the highlights.
Oi, slacker!
I've done the bottling up, Nick.
Oh, thanks.
So there is nothing for you to do but look picturesque behind the bar.
I will do my best. Mm. What's that for?
What?
The stool. Oh, are you feeling your age?
No, it's for you.
Me?
To have a rest between customers. And there's one in the Ploughman's too.
Well, thanks, Kenton, but I'm not having it. I didn't ask for it and it'll only get in the way.
No, it won't. I've tried it in various places and that is the best. There's still plenty of room to get by.
What, even when I'm sitting on it?
No, I've tried it with someone sitting on it. We can easily get past.
Oh, Clary said something, hasn't she?
Yes, but she wasn't the only one.
Oh, and I suppose Will has as well.
Yeah, that's right. And my mum.
Terrific. So the whole village knows about my leg cramps now?
I don't think news has quite reached the barn conversions on the Hollerton Road yet, but I'm doing my best.
It's not funny, Kenton. Not if you're me.
No, I agree. Leg cramps don't have the comic potential of some of the other pregnancy complaints I've been told about. And I've become quite an expert in the last 24 hours, I can tell you.
It's not funny. I feel bad enough about film night. Your mum's only gone and arranged a special table for me now so I can sit and sell raffle tickets.
Oh, sounds like a very good idea. I will be sure to get mine from you.
Kenton, you're not listening.
Yeah, and you're not listening to me or anyone else who's trying to help you. Now, sit down and shut up.
But it...
No, go on, sit.
So?
As far as carrying on here goes, Jolene and I want you to hang on as long as possible. We don't want to lose you.
Good, because I don't want to go.
So, we all agree. But clearly, being on your feet for hours on end, especially in the evenings, is not a good idea. So, to carry on in the job, it seems to me you've got two choices.
Well, if one's a stall, what's the other one?
You've seen those stockings of Frieda's?
Those things?
Very supportive, I believe. Frieda swears by them.
Well, that's different. She's Frieda.
Mm-hmm.
I am not being seen out in those.
Yeah, I didn't think you'd be too keen.
No! Oh, I get hot and bothered enough as it is without those things on.
And so we come back to the stool.
Oh, honestly.
Look, well, don't take it the wrong way, Nick. Yes, I've had Clary and Will and my mum onto me about it. And do you know why? Because they care.
Oh, I suppose so.
Look, I know so. And you've got to admit, sitting down, it feels better, doesn't it?
Well, yeah. All right. Yeah, it does. Oh, it's a relief, actually.
I rest my case.
All right. You win. Oh, thanks, Kenton.
Thanks, Morris. Night.
Rob Titchener.
Hi, Rob. It's Tom.
Oh, hi, Tom. How's it going?
Good, thanks. You?
Well, I'm getting there.
Good. Well, when you do get there and pack up for the day, do you fancy a drink?
Oh, yeah. Why not? Oh,
great. Look, I've got some stuff to drop over to Bridge Farm, so why don't you just come over there and we'll crack open a beer?
Well, actually, Tom, do you mind if we meet at the Bull? Well, then I can grab something to eat as well?
Oh, no, that's fine by me. I can eat there too.
Oh, brilliant. I mean, your ready meals are great, don't get me wrong, but even you must get a bit sick of them sometimes.
Me? Never.
It's kind of you to offer, Pat, but they had one of your hampers in the raffle at the swishing.
Oh, yeah, I suppose they did.
I mean, it's not that I'm not grateful, but it's something Oliver said. I've been wondering if we could ring the changes.
Oh, let's have a think.
I mean, a month's supply of ice cream, veg box maybe.
How about the cheese? Hmm? How would a wheel of Borsetshire Blue sound?
Oh, now that would be something different.
Yeah, we can dress it up a bit, put it in a box with some straw and a ribbon or something.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. Yes, please. Oh, thank you.
Ah, that's all right, Cathy. No problem. So how are you getting on with the film night? Is it all coming together?
More than that, it's completely sold out.
Good grief. Didn't know there was so many old film buffs around.
Neither did I. Alan suggested we have a second showing. So there'll be a screening at 7 and again at 9.
Good for you. That's great.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad something's going right.
Oh, yes, you had your meeting with Martin Gibson this week, didn't you? How was it?
It was awful.
What?
He really put me on the spot. He wanted to go through the last 3 years' figures with the finest of tooth combs.
Oh, dear.
He had me trapped here for hours. Then he went off to chat to the staff to get their feedback. On me as a manager, I suppose.
He is taking it seriously.
He's made it his mission.
When are you seeing him again?
I'm not sure. End of this week, he said, but he wasn't specific. Jamie calls him the Terminator. You know, as in, I'll be back.
I hope I'm not interrupting.
Well, thank you for your inquiry. Do let me know if there's any more I can do.
What? Oh, right.
Thank you again. Goodbye. Martin.
Cathy, it's no good pretending. I know that wasn't a work call.
All right, no. But it was a friend, and she called me. Anyway, I'm off duty. I should have left 10 minutes ago.
I don't think we're here to clock watch, are we? More a case of staying till the job's done. May I?
Yes.
Of course, if you put as much effort into your work as your social life...
I do. And it's not my social life. It's an event I'm organising for the village, as it happens.
Please. Excuses are so demeaning, don't you think? Now, I got your proposals. Functions and daily menus. Is that it?
I'm still working on special events.
I see.
I wasn't quite sure when you were coming back.
Well, here I am. Shall we make a start?
Cheers, Tom.
Yeah, cheers.
What's that doing there?
What?
The stool behind the bar. That's new.
Oh, it's for Nick Grundy, Will's wife. So she can rest her legs or something.
What for?
I don't know, something to do with the baby? Pregnant women, you know, it's all a bit of a mystery to me.
Yes.
I think I'll stick to sows. So, what's the latest at the dairy?
Oh, well, we seem to be on course. I can't wait to get the cows in now.
Come on, Rob. The walls are only half up. I passed it the other day.
Yeah, but it's all on schedule. And the staffing's in hand.
Oh. By this agency?
Well, contracting out recruitment was the only way in the end, but I'm still sorry I couldn't source all the key people myself.
Oh, you just want it done, don't you?
You sound like Brian.
Oh, I hope not.
No, I didn't mean that in a negative sense. He's an interesting guy to work for.
You could say that.
Very results-driven, which suits me most of the time.
Most of the time?
Well, you know, there are times when you want to talk something through. You might not have the answer at your fingertips, but a discussion might generate the right answer.
And then it's, what on earth am I paying you for?
Something like that.
Yeah, I remember it well. I've had my own experience of working with Brian.
Have you? I thought his approach to farming was poles apart from yours.
Oh, it is. I was pretty desperate at the time.
What happened?
Oh, it's a long story. Basically, Brian put in some money to bail me out of a hole. I actually had my pigs over at Home Farm for a couple of years.
Really?
Yep. But our partnership fell apart pretty spectacularly. So, I know just what you mean about Brian being... well,
shall we say, uncompromising?
Yeah, that's one word for it.
But I have to give him one thing. He does generally know his stuff when it comes to business.
Oh, I can see that.
He's been a pretty good sounding board for my ready meals.
Aha, your ready meals. Now, come on, Tom. You've been very polite up until now, taking an interest, but I know you've got something you want to tell me.
Well, there has been a bit of a development, actually.
Well, that's great. Go on.
OK, I had a phone call this morning from... I tell you what, shall we go and grab a table?
So, turning to the lunchtime menus...
Oh, hang on, I've got them somewhere.
I don't think you quite got my drift.
Oh, here they are.
I was less concerned with minute changes to the set menu than some kind of strategic vision.
Vision?
A way forward, Cathy. That was the phrase I used, I believe.
Yeah, well, but...
So I hardly think replacing tomato and basil with carrot and coriander as soup of the day is quite going to cut it, do you?
Well, that was only for starters.
Very droll. I'm not interested in what's for starters. I'm interested in the bottom line and getting it back into the black.
Yes, quite.
So it seems to me, in order to increase profits, we have two options.
Go on.
Perfectly simple. You either have to increase the number of customers or we put our prices up.
But we can't. I can't do either of those things.
Oh, so negative.
I've told you, Martin, circumstances dictate how many people come through the door.
Here we go.
I can't drag people in off the street for lunch or any other reason.
You have to make them want to come.
How?
Well, that's your area, surely. You don't seem to be having any trouble attracting people to your film night.
Oh, well, that's a bit different.
Is it?
Yes. Anyway, as for putting up prices...
Go on, let's hear your objection to that.
Well, my objection is it'll simply drive the customers we do have away.
All right. I hear what you're saying.
You do?
Let's say you're right.
What? Oh.
So, what's the alternative?
Well, yes, I know what you're going to say. Cut costs.
Good. At last we're getting somewhere.
No, we're not. Because I've been to all our suppliers. There are no better prices or discounts to be had.
You see, this is the problem, Cathy. You're not thinking creatively or widely enough.
I thought I was supposed to be focusing.
There's still another way to trim costs.
Please, let's save time. Just tell me.
Serve smaller portions.
So it looks like we're back in the pattern of the first week.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. Bellingham's wants an extra delivery tomorrow in time for the weekend.
So the flattening off of sales last week...
Looks like it was an exception.
And an extra delivery's going to be the rule. What did I say?
Yeah, yep, I know. You told me.
So the big question is, are you going to increase production?
Ooh, I don't know. I'm still wondering about that. But I'm starting to think you're right, and I should.
Well, yeah, I know Bellingham's haven't actually increased their order yet, but all the signs are there that they're going to.
Yep. And like you said, I don't want to be caught out if they do.
Well, you two look very serious.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Hello, Tony. Oh, well, it's a serious business, Tom's Ready Meals.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. Mind if I join you?
No, of course not.
Oh, thanks. If you don't mind being joined by an old dinosaur like me.
Dad.
No, I couldn't help hearing. You're not really going to up production already, Tom, without a firm order from Bellingham's.
That's not what
well,
I said.
I have to say, I think it'd be very premature.
I never said I was going to.
I know the meals are selling well at the moment, and that's great. But Bellingham's are really pushing them at people.
I know.
And they're on special offer. When the price goes up, sales may drop off.
Yes, all right, Dad.
All I was saying, Tony, is if Bellingham's have done their job and established a market and, well, with the meals being as good as we know they are...
Excuse me, we know?
Well, I have eaten them quite a few times.
Dad, Rob's one of my best customers.
If Bellingham's suddenly increase their order, Tom doesn't want to be caught out. It's the sort of thing supermarkets are pretty unforgiving about.
Oh, is it?
Well, I did see it happen with a producer in Canada. And
oh, yes. Of course, I was forgetting. You've done it all.
Well, all I'm saying... Look, maybe it's time I went and ordered some food.
Yeah. Will you order for me as well, Rob? I'll have the special with chips.
Sure.
Do you want some money?
No, don't worry. We'll sort it out later.
Thanks. Dad, honestly.
What?
There's no need to get so worked up.
I wasn't.
Yes, you were. We were just chatting. I'm not going to do anything hasty.
Oh, really?
No, of course not.
No.
Honestly, Pat, I couldn't believe some of the things he came up with.
Smaller portions? As if people aren't going to notice.
I know. And smaller portions how exactly? I mean, take a cheese salad baguette in the bar.
Right.
Well, what does he want me to do? Cut the ends off? I can't stick four ends together and serve that as a baguette to someone else.
Of course not.
And our fillings aren't over generous to start with.
So, what's next?
Goodness knows. I'll have to make a few of the changes Martin suggested, just to show Willing.
Poor you.
Yeah, not that he'll be the one getting complaints from the customers.
Pat, wait till you hear... Oh, hello, Cathy.
I'm sorry, Tony, I'm just going.
Oh, don't let me drive you out.
No, really. I'll let you get on with your evening. I'm afraid I've been offloading to Pat.
Ah, you can any time.
You'll regret you said that, but thanks. See you.
Bye, Cathy.
Bye.
Wait till I hear what?
Oh, Rob Titchener, holding forth in the Bull about ready meal production, and Tom hanging on his every word.
He wasn't.
He said he wasn't, but he was.
What does Rob Titchener know about ready meals?
Yeah, exactly. Who the heck does he think he is? Sticking his nose into this family's business?
Absolutely. And not just with Tom, either.
I don't reckon I've ever towed an horse box before. Fanload of music gear, yeah. Horse box, no.
Well, my dear Jolene, now you're marrying into the horsey set.
Oh, I am I? And when was you last on a horse?
Bucking bronco, the fair.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Actually, I rode a lot when I was young.
Did you?
Yeah. With Auntie Chris having the stables.
Well, there you are then. If I'm going to be mingling with county totes at this pony club thing this afternoon, you'd better teach me a few terms of reference.
Yeah, sure.
I've got to hold my own with Mandy Beesborough.
Yeah, you can more than hold your own with Mandy Beesborough any day of the week.
Well, that's very gallant. But I wouldn't mind not looking a fool in front of Freddie and Lily. So go on. All I know about is snaffles and bridles.
Yeah, well, that's a good start.
So what is a snaffle, exactly?
Well, it's a... Well, a sort of metal thing. You know, goes in the horse's mouth.
That's a bit, isn't it?
Yeah, but a snaffle is a type of bit. Look, don't press me much further. I've forgotten most of what I learned.
Now we get the truth.
Yeah. Let's just talk to Mandy about the weather, eh?
Yeah, good plan.
Yeah. The pony club lot aren't too bad, really. India Beesborough always helps at camp. She's a nice girl.
India, now, there's a thought.
Hmm?
I'll suggest that to Nick for the baby.
But she's still after a name.
She's after girls' names. Oh. She's desperate for a girl now, because George is still going on about calling the baby Boaz, if it's a boy.
Boaz Grundy?
Yeah. Nick's just hoping George will have forgotten all about it by the time the baby arrives. Oh, only 3 miles to Gilbert's Cross. We're nearly there.
Oh, yeah, what's happening about the old paper mill? Have they got all that asbestos out now?
Yeah, they finished this morning. So the builders can get back in on Monday.
Oh, Lillian must be relieved. She seemed pretty tense this week.
Well, yeah. It's been a big worry for her.
And she's all on her own still. What is going on with Matt? How much longer is he going to be away?
I ain't sure.
Well, Lillian must have some idea. He's keeping in touch, is he?
Yeah. When he can.
Hmm.
Oh, Kenton, it ain't much further, is it? Elizabeth said the turn was this side of Gilbert's Cross. We'd best start looking out for signs.
So, occupancy rates.
How are you doing, darling?
Oh, fine, thanks.
Good. No evidence of embezzlement or fraud? Mysterious drop-off in afternoon tea sales? A black market in shower caps?
Amazingly, no. Hard as it is for me to say this, Oliver, everything seems to be very much in order.
Hang on. I might have to sit down.
I'm sorry. I know I've given you a hard time, but your record-keeping is faultless.
Well, that's a relief. But look, darling, if you've seen all you need to see and reassured yourself, let me run you home.
Oh, eh? I haven't finished yet.
Caroline.
I want to go through the restaurant receipts.
Come on. Been here over an hour already.
It won't take long. I feel fine, truly.
Oh, I don't know. What am I going to do with you?
You're going to go away and leave me to get on with it. Please.
All right. But you've got to do something for me first.
What?
I want to hear you say that you accept that Grey Gables can function without you.
Oliver!
Darling, I'm quite serious. Because you may find it has to again, if you go back to wearing yourself out.
Don't start this again.
Caroline, listen to me. You've been ill because your immune system is in a state of collapse. You've been asking far too much of yourself for far too long. And I don't want you to start doing it again.
Well, I won't.
But you will. You're going to come back to work, and before long it'll be 12-hour days and we'll be back where we started.
Look, all right, I agree I got myself a bit run down, and goodness knows I've been punished for it. The last couple of weeks have been horrible.
So?
But you can save your breath. Before you say it, I am not going to take on a manager.
Darling.
I'm starting to feel quite like my old self again. So I'm going to come back next week refreshed, and we'll take it from there. Now, if you ever want me to finish here, can I please get on?
I'll take some of those flat sticks, Lily.
Oh, thanks.
It's going to be a good course today, isn't it?
As long as it's not too difficult. I don't want to fall off in front of Uncle Kent and Jolene.
Don't be silly, you won't. It's great they're coming to watch.
Yeah, I suppose so.
It's so cool, she's a proper musician. Had her own band and toured and everything.
Yeah. Do you think she'll sing at the wedding?
That'd be awesome.
Yeah? I wonder if she's chosen a dress yet.
Hey, kids! We're here!
Hi, Uncle Kenton!
Hiya!
Hello!
Wow, this looks fun.
Hope so.
I was told it was like a gymkhana. This looks more like an obstacle course.
It's to test your skills in agility. Mm-hmm. How you control your horse, turning in small spaces and things.
Oh, so I see. Hey, what are you doing with them flags?
They've got to go in that barrel.
Oh. You pick one out, ride round to the second barrel, mm-hmm. and dump the flag in the bucket on the third.
Whoa, is that right?
Oh, we've been practicing all week.
Yeah, some with more success than others.
Hey, you'll be great, Lily.
Yeah.
No, I won't. Freddie's a star. I expect I'll be knocked out in the first heat.
Well, each to his own, eh?
That's what everyone always says.
But I know, you see. With me and your Auntie Shula, it was the other way round. Yeah? She had her riding, and I...
You were good at school.
Hey, you, I'll have you know I did pretty well at school.
What on earth happened then, eh?
I don't know, marrying you's going to do nothing for my cred with these kids. Oh, sorry.
Rob.
Helen. Sorry, I wasn't looking where I was going. Are you doing the banking for the shop?
Yes.
Yeah, of course you are. Silly question. It's not as if you come to raid the place.
No, not this time.
Well, I'd better get on. Busy, you know?
Oh, yes, me too.
It's been a busy week.
Yes, same here.
I just nipped into town for a few things and to get some cash for the weekend.
Yeah. So, the weekend, are you going to Hampshire?
I'm not sure. I haven't decided yet.
Oh, I see.
Yes, well, anyway, it's good to see you, Helen. See you around.
Yes, and have a good one. Weekend. Whatever you decide to do.
Thanks. Yes, you too.
Right, is that the lot?
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, I reckon you've done really well. My stuff starts out neatly packed, but by the time I come home, it's always expanded somehow.
Oh, I know.
Actually, Lily, I'm glad I've got you on your own a minute. There's something I want to ask you.
Right.
Oh, it's not bad. I hope it's good. Thing is, we wondered for the wedding. How would you like to be a bridesmaid?
What, me? Oh, yes. Yes, please. Oh, thank you, Jolene.
Oh, Lily, that's fantastic.
Oh, thank you. I didn't want to say, but I've never been a bridesmaid and I was desperate.
Oh, my darling.
Thank you so much for asking.
Well, I'm glad I did.
Oh, me too, me too.
Sorry, I couldn't find my pillow. That idiot Harry thought it was funny to hide it.
Freddie, guess what? I'm going to be a bridesmaid.
Oh,
great. And we thought you might like to be a page boy, Freddie. A page boy? It's good of you to think
Look,
of me.
Look, if you don't fancy it, that's fine too. It's no big deal.
Oh, right. No, well, as I said, it's terribly kind of you, and I see where you're coming from. But if it's all the same to you, I think I'd rather not. If you don't mind.
No, that's fine. I wouldn't want you to feel you had to or do anything you aren't comfortable with. Anyhow, I'd best go and round up Kenton and we'll get you two back home, eh?
OK, thanks again, Jolene.
Oh, it's my pleasure, Lily. I won't be a minute.
That was a narrow escape.
Did you know she was going to ask me?
No, she only just asked me. Oh, it's going to be so brilliant. I've been so jealous of Mariel, but now...
You can have endless girly chats on Skype about dresses and hairdos, I suppose.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. It's just like Uncle Kenton said. Everyone has their talents. Mine happens to be winning a cup this afternoon. If yours is parading about in silly dresses...
It will not be silly. And that is not my only talent. You take that back, Freddie.
Oh, hello, darling. You're back.
Hi there.
What are these?
Well, words didn't seem to be getting me anywhere, so I thought I'd try pictures.
I see.
So take a look.
Mm-hmm. Blue sky, white sand, blue sea. Is someone going away?
Do you know, Caroline, you have to be the most annoying woman in the whole of Ambridge.
Oh, surely not. There must be plenty of people in the queue ahead of me for that honour.
No, I don't think so. Not one's as stubborn as you are, anyway.
Me? Stubborn?
Yes, you just won't listen, will you?
Try me.
Huh? Really?
Really.
I thought I was going to have to get all pompous. I prepared my speech.
Oh, do give it to me anyway.
Oh, all right. But without the pompous.
Come on.
I'm worried about you. I'm worried about Grey Gables and I'm worried about us. I've invested heavily in all those things. I want to protect my investment.
Oh, Oliver.
I worry that if you carry on the way you have, you're going to do some real and lasting damage to your health.
Oh, darling, look, it's very sweet.
And then where would we be, That wouldn't be serving Grey Gables very well, would it?
Oliver, please. I know where this is going.
No, don't worry. I'm not going to mention the word manager. I've given up on that score.
Oh.
I know I won't get you to step back permanently.
Oh, that's something.
But at the very least... you've got to pace yourself better in future, which means a proper holiday, and soon.
When you say a proper holiday...
No miserable weekend or miserly few days. I mean a month.
A month?
A good month.
4 weeks? Four? Both of us?
All right, three. But somewhere far away in the sun. Look, Caroline, look. The Maldives. The Seychelles. Mauritius, India, the Masai Mara.
Yes, all right, I don't need a tour of the globe.
Or if you don't fancy a long flight, there's stacks of places in Europe. France, Greece, Tuscany.
You're at it again.
No, I'm sorry, but please say yes, eh?
And who...
is going to run the hotel? Well, we'll get someone from an agency.
I was going to say, who will cover Ed's milking when he has to go off badger vaccinating?
Oh, I can easily fix... You're winding me up.
Might be.
Now I know you're getting better.
Aren't you pleased?
Well, I'm not sure. Yes, of course I am. Come on, darling. Please. Just say yes to the holiday.
No, not just like that. I'll think about it.